aboard the Black Wave.
Gavar Kai had chosen to spend the night on the Black Wave rather than with his wife. He had informed her of this prior to departing for the masquerade. As a good Sith wife, she accepted that her husband had his reasons and obeyed. So it was that Gavar Kai survived long enough to become a widower. Abeloth's agony wrenched him out of a sound sleep, and he heard the angry klaxon of an alert blaring through the ship. He threw on his robes and raced to the bridge to find his crew, some only partially dressed, all bleary-eyed and terrified in their seats.
"Saber Kai!" yelped Anax. "We failed Abeloth. She is..."
And then all of them fell silent, except for those who screamed. A wave of pain swept over them. No, not a wave. Nothing so weak as that. A tsunami, comprising the anguish and fear and physical torment of thousands of beings. It was both nauseating and delicious. Kai had never experienced anything like this. Fighting to keep his eyes opened, he stared at the viewscreen. A moment earlier, it had shown Tav, quiet, peaceful, outlined by the normal lights of a city at sleep. Now, flames were engulfing some areas of the city. And... "Melting," he murmured. Abeloth was melting the city. He shook himself quickly, recovering his composure. He snapped, "What's the status of the landing area north of Tav?" Her fingers flew.
"Some damage, but..."
He knew without being told. Those ships that were still functional were going to attack the frigates, believing they had sided with Abeloth. Had they?
"They're taking off," he said. "Evasive action. Where's ship?"
He felt it. Cold. Focused.
"Abeloth is safe. We must depart immediately,
ship said. Kai hesitated. He knew he stood at a crossroads. He could choose to be a proud and loyal member of the Lost Tribe of the Sith, what he had been all his life. He could side with Grand Lord Vol, defend his world, his culture, his wife. He could order the fleet to turn on Abeloth right now. All of them together might possibly be able to destroy ship. Whether it would destroy Abeloth was a complete and terrifying unknown. Or they could depart, firing as they went, and cast their lot in with her.
"Sir,"
prodded Anax,
"they're close to being within firing range. The other frigates are demanding orders. What do you wish us to do?"
He made his choice.
"We will come,"
he thought, and felt ship agree.
"Follow me."
Then the strange construct that was ship withdrew from his mind, and Kai felt suddenly empty.
"Shields up. We stand with Abeloth," he said.
"Ship. Ascending coordinates,"
blurted Anax as numbers crawled over her screen.
"Follow them. Tell all vessels to retreat."